But sadly,
保罗和巴拿巴完成了他的使命。
Paul and Barnabas finished their mission.
马可中途逃了。
But Mark fled.
所以第二次保罗跟巴拿巴再出发的时候。
So when Paul and Barnabas went out a second time,
保罗觉得这样的年轻人不能再用。
Paul said that such a young man is useless.
但是马可是个心胸比较宽大。
But Mark had indeed more ambition.
总要给圣灵另外的机会。
He wanted to give the Holy Spirit another opportunity.
但是很可惜，因着这个缘故，保罗跟巴拿巴就分手。
And therefore, Paul and Barnabas split.
但是弟兄姊
妹，
等到保罗晚年的时候。
At his old age,
当他写提摩太后书、前书、后书，这叫后书的时候
，When he wrote First and Second Timothy,
你才晓得说巴拿巴是对的。
Then you know that Barnabas was correct.
果然，马可得着机会。
Mark gained an opportunity.
虽然他是个惭愧的工人
，Even though he was a workman that was with reproach,
但是他终于被挽回。
But he was restored.
弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, Paul could say,
马可是在传道的事上和我有用处。
Mark is useful to me.
他不只是提起皮包子。
He wasn't one who just carried his bag.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
马可从一个有愧的工人
，Mark from somebody who was a workman with reproach,
慢慢被工作，慢慢被挽回
，slowly was restored.
他现在正用他。就写了
And now the Holy Spirit used them to write the Gospel of Mark.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是马可来说
，As to Mark,
他是有前科，有两次前科的。前科 ，record.
Oh, he has two. He has two blemishes on his record.
马，他属灵的父亲呢
？What is his spiritual father?
彼得是三次否认。
Peter denied the Lord three times.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
无论是马可
whether it be Mark,
无论是彼得
whether it be Peter,
都是有愧的。
All of them are workmen that have reproach.
但圣灵特意用这两位有愧的。
But the Holy Spirit uses these two that have reproach.
当他们被挽回了以后
after they have been restored,
他们能够衬托出那位无愧的。
They can bring to the forefront.The one who is irreproachable.
所以难怪当我们读难怪当我们读这个马可福音的时候
，No wonder when we read the Gospel of Mark.
你的的确确能看见那一位无愧的工人。
You can see that workman irreproachable.
所以马可福音特别讲到神的工人。
So Mark speaks of the servant of God.
马太给我们看主耶稣是君王。
Matthew shows us our Lord as the King.
路加福音给我们看他是人子。
Luke shows us the Lord as the Son of Man.
约翰福音给我们看神的儿子。
John shows us the Lord as the Son of God.
那马可福音给我们看他是神的。
Mark shows us that he is the servant of God.
你要记得是路加写信给写信给希腊人。
Remember, Luke was the one who wrote to the Greeks.
马可福音主要是写给罗马人。
Mark wrote to the Romans.
你像罗马人跟希腊人不同在哪
？Do you know the difference between the Romans and the Greeks?
希腊人中有很多的哲学家。
And amongst the Greeks, there are many philosophers.
他们有很多的理论。
There are many philosophies.
但对于罗马人来讲
，But to the Romans,
他们不喜欢理论。
They don't like philosophy.
你不要给我讲那么多的道。
Don't talk to me about all these theories.
你只要把罗马替我建造起来就好了。
You just have to build up Rome, and that's good.
所以罗马人是讲实用主义。
So Romans are practical.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，圣灵特别用马可福音来给我们看见我们的主是怎样的一位神。
So therefore, through the Bible shows us through the Gospel of Mark what kind of servant our Lord is.
所以你看，马可福音是所有四福音里面最短的。
So you know Mark is the shortest gospel.
他只记载主的工作。
It only accounts the works of the Lord.
他不大记载主说了什么。
It doesn'tcover much of what he said.
如果你要听主耶稣讲道，要读马太福音。
If you want to hear the words, you need to look at Matthew.
你读到马可，几乎听不见主耶稣讲什么。
When you reach Mark, you cannot hear anything.
你有没有可能请一个佣人
？Can you invite a servant?
他一定在我对你讲道。
And that he would always preach to you.
他一定在我讲个不停的。
And he would speak to you day and night.
没有多久，你一定把他辞退。
Sooner or later, you're going to fire them.
没有人比我们更会讲道。
There is no one who can know how to speak better than our Lord.
但他做工人的时候,
but when he was a servant,
做无愧工人的时候,
when he was an irreproachable worker,
马可福音,
when you read Mark,
你几乎听不见他讲什么道,
you virtually cannot hear any words from him.
他是个实际的,
he is a practical person.
弟兄姊妹, 他来到地上做人类的救主。
He came to be the savior of mankind.
没有一个病不能医治。
There was not a single disease that he could not heal.
没有一个难处他不能解决。
No difficulty that he could not solve.
他先做我们的朋友。
First he was our friend.
然后做我们的救主。
Then our savior.
他是人类唯一的希望。
He is man's only hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们蒙了这救以后,
when after we were saved,
我们这人就改变了。
We were changed.
你看见吗? 很清楚的，主的工作是明显到一个地步，是有效到一个地步。你看，他就非常实实在在。
You see that his work was so effective that it's very practical.
我们的主就是这样一位神的主。
And that is how our Lord was a servant of God.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你读马可福音的时候,
when you read the Gospel of Mark,
你特别给我们看见，我们的主是个无愧的工人。
You see him as the irreproachable workman.
当你读马太、马可、路加。
When you
当你读马太，对不起，马太、路加，还有读约翰的时候
，When you read Matthew, Luke, and John，
你知道主，许多人都称呼主啊
，You know that many people call him Lord。
你知道在这三卷福音书里面
，In these three Gospels，
称呼我们主是主啊，一共多少次呢
？You know how many times the Lord was called Lord？
一共73次
，73 times。
其中有37次是门徒对他的称呼
37 times it was the disciples calling him Lord.
那么然后剩下的36次是别人对主的称呼
The remaining 36 were others called him Lord.
但当你读马可福音的时候
But when you read Mark
没有一次称呼我们的主是主
There is not once the mention of our calling our Lord Lord.
你会觉得这是偶然的
Do you think this is coincidence?
明白了吗 从73次如果掉到一次是可能的
From 73 to 1, maybe it's possible.
但是从73次掉到0次 这不是圣灵的工作吗
If it's 73 to 0, don't you think it's the work of the Holy Spirit?
这不是圣灵要借着马可给我们看看我们的主是怎样的一位主吗
Doesn't Mark, the Holy Spirit want to use Mark to show what kind of Lord our Lord is?
他的确确是神的仆人
He indeed is God's servant.
所以在这里没有人称呼他做主
So here, nobody calls him Lord.
那有一次在马可第7章28节 那是有一次讲的主啊
But actually, in chapter 7, verse 28, there was a mention of Lord.
那是个迦南妇人说,主啊不错,但是狗在桌子底下也吃从孩子们的碎渣。
And the lady said, yes, Lord, even the dogs eat of the crumbs of the little children.
那么那个主啊,在原文不是主,是sir,是先生。
Actually, that word in the original is actually not Lord, it's sir.
所以一点都没有错。
So, no doubt.
马可福音的确给我们看见一位无愧的工人
Mark shows us a workman irreproachable
人应该尊敬他
Man needs to honor
人应该听他做主
Need to call him Lord
虽然他是无愧的工人
Even though he's a workman irreprochable
弟兄姊妹听明白
Do you understand?
这是马可笔下的仆人
This is the workman described by Mark
所以让我们记得
Let us remember
这是马可
This is the Gospel of Mark.
但要小心,
Let's be careful.
圣灵永远是非常平衡,
the Holy Spirit is very balanced. And he is concerned that even man would consider him as just a servant. Even though there is nobody who calls him Lord.
在马可福音里面,
in Mark.
但是两次圣灵称他作主,
but the Holy Spirit twice calls him Lord.
一次在16章19节,
Once in chapter 16, verse 19.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。So
then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
你看圣灵说主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit says, Lord Jesus.
虽然母亲做牛做马。
Even though the mother is so busy,
她手里经过最脏最污秽的东西,
even though she touches many dirty things,
那这个人不是仆人吗?
Isn't she a servant?
妈妈永远是妈,
but a mother is always a mother.
母亲永远是母亲,
mother is always a mother.
主耶稣永远是主,
The Lord Jesus is always Lord.
他是无愧的仆人。
He is an worthless reproach.
却给人感觉好像只是个仆人一样。
It's almost as if he was just a workman.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们太有家,
we have too much value.
我们第一个做神的仆人。
When we are a workman for God,
我们还感觉我们是神的仆人。
We feel that we are God's workman.
好像神的仆人是个很荣耀的头衔一样。
It's as if the workman is but a title.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这一卷书里，
in this gospel,
如果不圣灵说话，
if the Holy Spirit doesn't speak,
你看见好像你听不见人称他说，
you can't hear anybody calling him Lord.
这就是。
That is the irreproachable
work. 我们巴不得全世界知道我们在做。
We love the world to know that we work.
我们巴不得让全世界知道说，你看所有神的仆人都聚在这。
We want the world to know that all His workmen gather together.
弟兄姊妹，我们侍奉神成一体。
We serve the Lord in such a way.
我们把神的仆人都当作我们的头衔。
We look at God's servants as our head.
你看我们惭愧不惭愧？
Is that not shameful?
我们的主是无愧。
Our Lord is that workman irreproachable. And also in chapter
16, verse 20,
and they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed.
圣经说,
the Holy Spirit said, the Lord worked with them.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是主,
he is Lord.
他也是神中心的,
but he is also the faithful servant of God.
他中心在这里,
he is so faithful.
好像没有人称他,
as if nobody calls him Lord.
好像每一个人都比他大,
it's as if everyone is greater than he is.
没有错,
no doubt.
就是因为他是最大,
because he is the greatest.
他要做众人,
he is to be the slave of all.
这就是马可福音所给我们看见的无愧。
This is what Mark shows us as the workman irreproachable.
但不止这样,
but not only that,
当你读马可福音的时候,
when you read Mark,
你读不出主耶稣的价值,
you will not see any genealogy of
him. 因为仆人是没有价值,
because a servant does not have a genealogy.
马太福音有价值,
Matthew has a genealogy.
因为主耶稣是君王,
because he is king.
所以那个家谱是大卫的家谱,
so that genealogy is David's genealogy.
路加福音有价值,
Luke has a genealogy.
因为路加福音讲的主耶稣是人子,
because he is Jesus is the Son of Man.
所以那个家谱一直从玛利亚一直推到亚当。
So that genealogy goes from Mary all the way back to Adam.
约翰福音不可能有这样,
it's impossible for John to have a genealogy because he's the Son of God. There is no genealogy because he's the Son of God.
马可福音因为他是神,
but because in Mark he is the servant of God,
我们知道仆人来了没有带过他的履历表来,
we know that a servant, when he comes, he doesn't bring a curriculum vita.
弟兄姊妹，有没有人来到你家里说我要个工作？
If somebody comes to your house and say, I want a job,
我是这个大学的 PhD,
I'm a PhD from this university,
我是那个大学拿了多少个博士,
and I got a postdoctorate from this university,
没有这件事,
that's impossible.
你记得摩西蒙召的时候,
do you remember what Moses was called?
主叫他说你把你脚上的茧剪下,
the Lord said, take off the sandals from you, from you.
因为那个时候只有儿子穿鞋,
because during that time only sons wore sandals, no, not slaves.
千万不要告诉我说你是埃及的王,
don't tell me you are the son of the king of Egypt.
如果今天你要来侍奉神,
or the prince,
如果你侍奉神，你滚着爬着跪着都要来侍奉他。
You want to tumble down, you want to crawl, you want to serve him in all means.
这是无愧的工作。
That is an irreproachable workman.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你读马可福音的时候,
when you read the Gospel of Mark,
你看不到主耶稣的价值。
You cannot see a genealogy.
而且在这一卷书里面呢，他用了几个特别的词。
And also in this gospel, several vocabularies are used.
这个马太福音讲的主耶稣受试探的时候，
so when it speaks of his temptation,
他被圣灵引到的话，
he was impelled by the Spirit.
No, no,
to go, he was led by the Spirit to go to the wilderness.
但是马可福音不一样。
But Mark tells us
something different. 马可福音说被圣灵推到旷野。
So there it says he was impelled to the wilderness.
所以你看见他的确是神的仆人。
So he is indeed the servant of God.
还有在旧书里面。
Also in this book.
立刻或者就这个字用了好多次。
This word immediately is used many times.
一共用了四十一次。
It's used 41 times.
天上有个命令。
There is a command from heaven.
地上就有个动作。
And there is an action following it on earth.
迟到的顺服就是不顺。
Slow disobedience.Slow obedience is disobedience.
所以愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们也常常顺服。
We many times we are obedient to the Lord.
但是我们顺服常常是迟缓。
But many times ours is slow.
光在马可福音第一章。
Just in Mark chapter 1.
就是给我们看见立刻立刻立刻立刻。
Immediately, 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 immediately is mentioned 10 times.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
还有一个词叫做出去。
Another one, another word is went out.
因为我们主常常被打发出去做工。
Because many times he was sent out to work.
所以出去出去出去一共用了十一次。
Went out, went out, went out was mentioned 11 times.
那么还有一个词常常用到的。
Another word that's used.
一共用了三十一次。
That was used 31 times.
那么这个字什么呢？就中文一个很简单又这个词。
And the other word is again.
又，比方说圣经说耶稣又进了加百。
And it mentions that Jesus again went into Capernaum.
耶稣又到海边去。
And again he went to the seashore.
耶稣又进了会堂。
And again he went into the temple.
耶稣又在海边教训。
And again he taught beside the sea.
一次不够。
Not once.
两次。
Twice.
你看见吗？这是无愧的工人。
That is a workman of reproach.
然后主耶稣坐船又送到那边。
And then again, he went to the other side.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你记不记得马可福音告诉我们
Do you remember Mark tells us?
那马可主一呼叫了四个门徒以后
After the disciples were called, the first
就带着他们去进到会堂
He went into the temple.
他在会堂里行了神迹以后
And after he performed a miracle,
就到了不远彼得的家
And then near Peter's, to Peter's house.
结果他就医治了彼得母亲的
And then he healed Peter's mother.
到了黄昏的时候
And at dusk,
所有整个家当中的人都聚集在彼得家的门口
All the people of Capernaum were gathered at the house of Peter.
你可以想象那天晚上我们的主做工作的多
You can think of how long our Lord labored that day.
但是马可可以告诉我
But Mark tells us,
天还没有亮
Before the dawn,
去到旷野去祷告去
He went to pray.
他就亲近他的神去。
He went to draw nigh to his God.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上累了。
Last evening he was tired.
今天早上应该多睡一点。
So you need to sleep in.
弟兄姊妹，他等不到天亮。
But he, before the dawn.
他巴不得能早一点见父神。
He wanted to very, very quickly see the Father.
所以他所存在的地方。
So the, when he did his devotion.
连门徒都知道。
The disciples knew.
因为彼得都知道。
Peter knew.
彼得知道到那里一定能找到他。
Because Peter knew he could find them there.
这是主耶稣的习惯。
That is his habit.
他忙了半天，结果他来到神的面前。
He was so busy, yet he went before God's presence.
所以你看见说他实在非常非常的忙碌。
He was very, very busy.
当你读马可福音的时候
，When you read Mark，
你读前面第四章
，When you read the first four chapters，
就好像他的日记一样。
It's as if it was his diary.
是一口气十天的日记。
It is a diary of 10 days consecutive days.
弟兄姊妹，你常常觉得我们主好像没有休息过一样。
You feel that the Lord has not rested.
那么有人说他癫狂了，要抓住他。
So some people said that they would try to grab him.
在很多的人感觉里面，主耶稣好像有工作狂一样。
It's as if he became a workaholic.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们侍奉的有没有到这个地步呢
？Have we served to this point?
我们上网可以忘到上到不吃饭的地步。
We can go on the internet and search for a long time.
我们也没读圣经读到忘记，读到放不下圣经的时候。
But have we read the Bible until the point that we forget to eat?
所以有人问 Campbell Morgan.
Somebody asked Campbell Morgan.
你到底读圣经的秘诀在什么地方？
What is the secret of your reading the Bible?
他说汗啊汗啊，流更多的汗。
He said sweat for sweat for sweat.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
你看，要做一个有无愧的工人。
If you are to be a workman irreproachable,
那个光景应该就像马可福音所形容。
It should be just as it's described in Mark.
那么讲到做工
，when you speak of work,
面对的当然是群众，当然是 multitude.
You look and you face a multitude.
所以这个词一共用了38次。
This phrase, this word, multitude, was used 38 times.
一个标准神的词。
A typical workman of God.
他自己是不做主。
He is never his own Lord.
所以他一定问主人问清楚在做什么。
He will only ask the master before he will do something.
所以马可福音问这个事一共用了29次。
So Mark, this word ask is used 29 times.
弟兄姊妹，你的确是忙碌。
It's indeed very busy.
你的确做了很多的工。
You've done much work.
大家都知道你是成功的工人。
Everybody knows you're an accomplished worker.
你只要看看数字就好了。
Just look at the numbers.
许多人。